What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is? They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. So, yeah, Cream Fiend.
You're going to die because you're in corona distance.
I don't have corona. I just have asthma that I don't treat.
Oh, yeah. I had that also until I nearly died. And then we started treating it and it got good again. We really needed you need a better table. This is a whole thing.
Oh, the shock mounts were supposed to be here the other day.
Ah, yeah.
It was supposed to be here Thursday, but the post system's ruined.
Yeah.
So they didn't turn up. That's all right.
Yeah, well, the system's overflowing with people ordering dildos, I guess.
You shouldn't have ordered so many.
Yeah, my bad.
We just had a rough day. He's full of energy.
I tried to do man stuff today.
Like, yeah, my bad.
I tried to do man stuff today, Brooke.
What was your man stuff?
I was like, I'll whippersnip the backyard because it hasn't been whippersnipped in 18 months. It's been 18 months. It's been a running whole thing for a while now. My wife is like, you really need to fix that backyard. So I was like, all right, today I'll do it. So went and got the fuel, did all that. And the whippersnipper started first go pretty much, which was fucking awesome. I was like, this is great. And I went to go like, start whippersnipping and it just like cut out. This is not fun. So
doesn't whippersnipping need like weird petrol or something?
Yeah, like a little bit of oil in the petrol. But that's all right. I had that also.
He figured that out.
Yeah. And then it wasn't like every time I hit the throttle, the engine like would cut out. I was like, well, that's a very specific set of circumstances that I'm sure I can Google. So I did. And then I was like, all right, so there's two possible problems. One of them's easier to fix than the other. So I went with the easier option and then broke the tool that I was using to unscrew it all. Because I don't have any WD-40.
Just the fuck up. What kind of man doesn't have WD-40?
Yeah. I'm fucking...
You're a mess.
I'm a mess.
Haven't got your man points.
And I was like, no, fuck's sake.
Like the one thing, like this has been a while that it hasn't been working. Like he hasn't been able to like do the lawns and shit because he's just a mess. And then he's like taking the steps to like fix his life and just everything is just fucking him over.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I understand. Yeah. I understand your frustration.
I was fully aware that like, I was like, I already planned for the fact that the whippersnipper wasn't going to work. So when it didn't, I was okay with that. I was like, this is my state of being now, and that state of being is fixing the whippersnipper. And when that didn't work out and Tanya got home, I was like, look, sweetie, I really tried. I tried to do man stuff, but I couldn't.
I got someone on Airtasker to mow the lawn. He did that for a bit. Just outsource.
I don't want Tanya being around other men who do that sort of stuff.
Get with the lawnmower man. Yeah. And say, oh, that's a real man. And
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't want anyone in my house who can alpha dog me.
You've heard the term getting your grass cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't want anyone cutting his grass.
Understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless it's Jolson and I'm dead.
You have to be dead.
Yeah.
Don't say that. He'll murder you. Yeah. And then he'll fuck your wife.
He actually brought that up. He's like, oh, listen to the podcast.
Wait, who's this?
Our good friend, Jolson. He's the nicest bloke ever. We will introduce you one day. And he's like, we were joking 2 episodes ago where I was like, yeah, if I die, Jolson's going to be the one to go around and start fucking my wife first. And then he's like, I hope you really don't think that. I'm like, no, of course not. You fucking snake in the grass. Of course I think that. That's why I said it. Nah. But, he was all like, I hope you don't think so. And then the conversation like, just basically digress from there to him just admitting that he's going to start fucking my wife when I die.
Nice.
Which will be sooner rather than later if I keep Basil, eating the way I'm eating.
Put it in the will, like, he, that, that's the...
Oh. Yeah.
That's what he gets after the funeral.
Mm.
Hopefully Tanya's okay about it.
Ah, well, fuck it. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
Whatever. I don't care. Just, I don't even care if I'm dead and she dead. He can just cut me while I'm alive.
Yeah. Like, as long as, yeah, as long as I'm not around for it, it's fine. Yeah, fuck it. I'm not a whole, like, afterlife believer. I'm like, and I think that's a good thing. It's comforting to know that, like, once the end's over, like, that's it. There's that Jim Jeffries joke where it's like, can you imagine getting to heaven? Be like, oh, fuck, now I've got to hang out with these people for eternity. Mm. That'd be awful.
I go subscribe to, like, Buddhist reincarnation. So it's like, you could end up as a human again, or you could end up as a cockroach, or... Mm. You just don't know what you're going to get, so you got to try and collect the karma points so it's a bit better next time.
Yeah.
But it's just... So it's not really like... Because I don't like the idea of you'll be good, you're going to heaven, and it's just everyone's going to have this nice life. It's like, no, you could be completely fucked. Like, you just a surprise.
Yeah. I don't subscribe to that too, because I don't want it to be like you can just be an asshole and then just die and then the slate's wiped clean.
Yeah.
There should be some, like, aftermath if you just live this super shitty life.
And I don't like the idea of heaven and hell, that you know you're in heaven or you know you're in hell. It's just like, well, reincarnation is just kind of like, you don't know what's going on. You just hear and it's shit.
Yeah.
Or it's
and
great.
You don't know why. And it's like, because you were a dick last time.
Try again.
Yeah.
Well, right and wrong is also like, it's like, oh, if you're a bad person, you go to hell. It's like, yeah, but... On what scale is bad? Like, the scale of bad in the 50s is completely different to the scale of bad now. And the scale of bad in the, like,
what are you
medieval,
talking about specifically, Mitchell?
Like, in the 50s. What is, well, like, I've been watching, well, no, not even that. Like, I was watching a fucking thing on the Unabomber, and they did all these, like, experiments back then on him. Mm. Which were fucked up, where they'd sit him in a room and they'd, like, they'd just tease him and bully him for an hour straight.
What's that got to do with, like, heaven and hell, though?
But, no, what I'm saying is, like, that is a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
And we know that. Yeah, we know it's a shitty thing to do.
Okay.
So you don't do it. But back then you did it because it was like, ah, fuck it. Like, the rules weren't as clear cut back then.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, right and wrong are, like, just based on... where you are in time.
Yeah, okay.
Cool, man. Maybe you should lay off the bongs.
It's the real problem, not the...
Yeah.
Not the
yeah. No, I got a bit stoned last night too. It was good. Went over to my mate's house for a barbecue.
Oh, fuck
we smoked a joint, cooked some barbecue, and then talked shit for ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got his own still that he made. Like out
for
of
the alcohol.
Yeah.
It's a still.
Yeah, so it's like distilling alcohol in it. So you take your rice, or not rice. Is it rice? Might be like rice and sugar. It's
fucking heaps of different things.
It's like sugar water. Yeah, it's called mash. And then they take that and they distill it. And then he takes it out and does it again so that you don't have all those nasty effects of drinking like the bad shit that's left over in it.
Yeah, like when you go blind.
Yeah, yeah. So he gave me a bottle of vodka. Yeah, it's his hobby. So he's been doing that.
Everyone's like picking up ISO hobbies. I've tried to pick up some ISO hobbies and I just decided I'm just going to have like depression naps on the couch. Like,
that's your new hobby?
Yeah. I bought a Switch, so I'm like, that's it. I'm going to be a gamer. I'm going to play Animal Crossing. And then did you see on my Facebook, I made this really shit video.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm going to make reaction videos. That's going to be my hobby.
Oh, no.
I sound smashed. Like it was the middle of the day. Mm. Hadn't been drinking. But I think because I was improvising, I was just like running all my words together.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether I should take it down or because I was like, I was going to leave it there and do another one.
It's up now.
Like, look
do
at
a reaction video to your reaction video.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Sometimes I do this thing when I'm talking and I just don't finish the sentence because I just decide that was a shit sentence and you know what I was going to say anyway.
Yeah.
So I just cut it off there.
He does that
all
the time. Yeah. He just stops. Mid-combo. That's, yeah, no.
No, yeah. I do that. And most of the time, no one really notices because we're just like, yeah, we'll see that sentence too. It's fine. I know what's going on. But I was just doing it in my video.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's not...
So you've got no feedback on that. Like, it's just, you just literally like, no, I'm done with that. That thought process.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't actually communicate that. It was,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the things I said just made no sense. And once I edited it, I made a pretty simple video. It wasn't that hard. But I didn't have an external hard drive, and my laptop's pretty cheap. So I didn't have like enough space on the laptop, and that kind of killed the hobby for me. Tried gardening. My housemate came back from Aldi one day with all this gardening stuff, and I was like, oh, I'll garden with you. And he's been the only one doing any like watering or putting in any effort. And then I've got these herbs in the garden. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the herbs. Like, cooking isn't a hobby for me at the moment. So
you haven't been getting into cooking?
No, I should have. I just keep buying like the prepackaged meals because I'm just a sourdough and I don't want to cook.
Yeah,
no,
have you been watching the Nat's What I Reckon videos?
Yeah, he's doing like these videos of how to cook in isolation, like death to jar sauce is his thing. No. And he's like making like shit from scratch. Sort of from scratch, like he uses like beef stock and stuff. And that's what I reckon. He's like,
Actually, I think I saw one. Yeah,
it's good. It's blowing up.
It looked like a lot of effort though, so I didn't cook his.
It's really not.
It's not though. That's what he's like. That's his whole point. Like, it's really not that hard to use fresh ingredients.
But I think like anything is an effort for me with the cooking at the moment.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah, my I was also thinking about because I used to use Snapchat a lot. And I used to do, like, little cooking videos myself, but I act retarded while I was doing it.
Yes, just like, acting.
Yeah.
It's just like, we've got a video now. Acting retarded.
Yeah.
But like, oh, that's where the camera is.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I'm just, like, over here, like, no one's going to see my face. Yeah.
I wanted two so that we could have, like, this angle and then one's going to be there for this angle. Yeah. So we've got, like, a casting couch type of setup at the moment, which is... It's going to get weird after you leave. We're just going to have to convince me to let him stay on the show.
This reminded me. I have another Fap of the Week story.
Oh, true.
Okay.
I'm getting into it earlier. Fuck it.
We just said that casting couch. I'm like, oh, that reminded me of the one thing I've prepared for the podcast. Okay. So, you know, the beginning of like threesome pornos where they set it up, how everyone ended up in the threesome.
I don't watch the start of pornos. I skip right to the end.
Well, I usually don't, but I was trying to get some material for the podcast. So I was like, I should actually watch a story, the beginning of a porno. Okay, so this one, so it was lesbian porno, threesome. What happens is there's a pool and there's this woman sunning naked at the pool. And then at the window, there's this woman being like, oh, I can't believe like this 19-year-old girl keeps coming into my backyard. Like, doesn't she know I'm married? This is disgusting. And then she goes out there and she's like, don't you know I have a wife? And they have this little thing. She's like, you know, you want me. I'm LGBT friendly. Puts the wife's like hands on her breasts. And then the wife comes out and they're like, oh, having a moment. And then the 19-year-old, like, runs off. And then the two wives are having, like, a bit of a chat inside. And the second wife is like, oh, I know, like, I haven't really been home much lately. And they seem to reconcile. And then they're all having a threesome. Like, the story was not related at all.
Snap cut.
Just cuts to the threesome.
It was very, like... I think what would have happened, because it was one of those ones that you get to the end and it's like, you can watch the rest on if you pay. Oh, I think if you watch the rest, it would have been like, oh, it was just a dream or some bullshit. But like, it just didn't make any sense. It was literally just this like...
It's like, how do you get from reconciliation to fucking the 19-year-old from next door?
And why did they have to mention her age? That's what I think is weird. It's the whole thing was she is 19 and they were kind of set up. I think they were like in their late 20s, but they're probably like, you know, acting like we're wifeys in our 30s. And we just had to get everyone's like ages right. Like, this wasn't really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like have to put the emphasis on it in the porno to be like, yeah, she's legal, but she's really young.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, she's 19.
Yeah.
It's like those ones, like the stepbrother, stepsister ones. It's like, hi, stepbrother. Hi, stepsister. It's just so
I haven't even watched any of those. I just don't understand.
You watch you watch one, and then all of a sudden your feed's filled with fucking stepbrother, stepsister, and you're like, ah. I don't even like the genre. Like, I don't like that genre. I turned the mute off so that I could pretend that they weren't brother and sister. Why can't just two strangers have consensual sex? What the fuck do they have to be related?
Because there's a lot of step-siblings out there that want to fuck each other. It's like the taboo of that. There's heaps of like mother and son ones as well, but I'm like, no. It's Mother's Day too.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Yeah.
There's we were talking to a friend of ours, and he was telling us a story about the stepbrother and stepsister, like their parents had gotten together while they were like adults, and then they just started fucking as well. And he's like, yeah. So like, he was talking to his mate at work. He's like, wait. So you're fucking your sister. He's like, well,
technically,
yes.
They're not married.
Like, so. The parents like got together, and then they're like,
the parents were just boyfriend they didn't, and girlfriend, yeah. Weren't they? They weren't.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think they were married or engaged or anything. So it's just. Yeah, there's no real
relation. There's no blood, there. It's just a bit weird.
No blood, and the parents are banging each other and you're banging. So I don't know.
I'm trying to write a joke at the moment though. So it's about guys who are too close to their sisters and it's weird.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So I don't have a good punchline though. So I start out and a lot of it's about my ex-boyfriend from 5 years ago. And so he'd say, oh, I've got the brain, she's got the beauty, but he'd be pointing at his sister.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't actually point me, he'd just say that. And, I remember was one time he was meant to go on a holiday with me, but we hadn't actually booked in the holiday yet. We're like, yeah, we're going to Singapore, you know, this week in February, like, I don't know, Singapore and Thailand or something. And his sister had just gone to Hong Kong to live with her fiance, and his mother was like, oh, you've got to go check on her. So he went, instead of going on holiday with me, I wasn't even invited to freaking Hong Kong. He went on a holiday with her to see her.
Yeah.
And it was our 1 year anniversary. It was Valentine's Day. And I'm just trying to figure out, I don't know, have a punchline for this.
He was banging his sister.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what the punchline is.
Yeah, it's just a bit.
It's just a fucking weird story.
I had a dude that I went to high school with, and he was like sleeping with this chick, and then he like wanted to break up with her, but he'd been fucking her already, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're more of like a sister to me, and she just turns around and goes like. What, you fuck your sister? Just laid that on him in front of like a bunch of people. It was fucking awesome. Oh. She just snapped him so bad.
That's great.
What was he trying to break up with her in front of a bunch of people?
It was high school. It was just like stupid.
Fuck weird.
Yeah, he was just like, nah, it's not going. You're more of a sister to me.
That's so wrong.
Yeah.
It's like
why can't you just come up with like a real reason? Like, I don't like your nipples.
That's the reason.
Oh, I guess it could be, yeah. In high school, certainly.
And like your nipples, like, couldn't deal with that. Someone said that to me. Like, yeah. That it'd break my heart.
It'd fuck with your confidence.
Yeah. It's like, what's wrong with them? Like, I can't go around showing people, being like, what's up with my nipples?
Yeah, I met a
girl. Well, you can. People just will think weird things about you.
Yeah. I met a girl with an inverted nipple.
Okay.
She was showing me her boobies online. I used to be real good at just like getting chicks to show me their frilly bits.
Frilly bits.
Anyway, so she showed me, and I'm like, there was something off, but I didn't mention it. And then she had a piercing on one nipple, but not the other. And I was like, maybe there's something to that. I'll ask her. I'm like, oh, why have you only got a piercing on one nipple instead of two? She's like, yeah, my other one's inverted. I was like, ah.
I thought a lot of people got nipple piercings to kind of like fix inverted nipples, like it brings it out.
That's yeah, like the bar is like holding it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done a lot of research on nipple piercings. So I was like, maybe, like, I just keep going through all these like COVID, like maybe I'll get a tattoo. Maybe I'll get this piercing. Maybe I'll get that piercing. And like, so my whole like YouTube at the moment is about piercings and tattoos that I'll probably never get.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, or you just got to come out of the other side of COVID all fucked up, covered in tats and piercings.
I was talking about getting a shark like here on my leg, on my thigh, because I did a lot of research into sailor tattoos. So,
a very specific genre?
No. They're
just sailor tattoos, but not pirate tattoos.
American traditional. So, you know, like the American traditional style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The anchor with like the banner.
Yeah, the pin-up girls and that kind of thing. Anyway, I got onto that because apparently they age well. Like, you're not going to end up with some gunky tattoo. Like, it'll stay the course. And anyway, apparently that they, so sailors are really superstitious. They held all these different meanings. So like they'd get, I think it was a turtle if they crossed the equator. They got the sparrows on their chest, I think after like certain like distance or whatever.
Right.
They got chickens and pigs on their feet for good luck because apparently when ships capsized, the chickens and the pigs always floated because the containers that they were in, so they always survived. So it was, and sharks were something about overcoming adversity, or I don't know. I just wanted to justify the shark, and now I don't know about the shark, and I think I'm just going to get nose piercing and call it a day.
That's a wise choice.
Have you seen the...
Have you seen Mitch's tattoo?
Oh, it's fucking
What
awful.
Have you got?
It's a four-leaf clover with I make my own luck, and they fucked it up. So, like, a four-leaf clover and the writing, like, touch. So, it just looks shit. Anyway, have you seen the photo of the guy who got his arm bitten off by a shark, and then he's got a tattoo of a shark on his stump?
No,
it's fucking great.
I get it. Yeah, because like all the scarring and stuff.
Yeah, it makes like a mouth,
like a mouth for a shark.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, okay. I'll just like thump the table. Cool. Tyler. Yeah. Actually, I don't want to bring up my browser just in case.
So, what's your fap of the week, Mitch?
What did I watch this morning? It was something. It wasn't even that exciting.
Tanya's at work, and you're just sitting at home like a gremlin.
Yeah,
I felt shame, so I tried to mow the lawn, but that didn't work.
Yeah,
you had a busy day.
Yeah, I've found. Now it's all just about, like, I find a porn star that I like the look of, and then I see she does anal. That's...
You're a mess.
And sometimes they only specifically do anal, and I don't feel great about that either. I'm like, hey, you should mix it up, lady.
Well, they're probably getting paid more for that.
I hope so. I wouldn't do anal less money.
It's a lot more. It seems like this preparation. I read this book, So Come by Rita Therese. It's by a sex worker. It's just about a memoir about her life. And it's all very interesting and there's heartbreaking, lovely bits and whatever. But there's this chapter about like kind of beauty tips.
Yep.
So how to prepare for anal.
Yeah, you
how
stick
to
a,
shave
yeah.
properly.
You stick a tube up your ass. And shoot a bunch of water in there, and then you shit the water in there.
Graphic.
She had a different way of doing it. Yeah. I think like she, I don't know. I think it was like a nurse or someone had told her like that's really not that healthy, and she's like, "Hey, I'm the hooker here. Like, I know how to do this."
Yeah. Just eating kilos of Metamucil every day.
I think it's like something you can put up your butt, like to make you. Like go straight away. I don't know.
What's the word for it? Like the chocolate, like laxative sort of stuff that you squirt up there.
But makes you just poo. Goes up. Yeah, it goes up your butt. Not.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't ingest it.
Yeah, yeah. So you can just like go really quickly. And then.
But speaking of shaving, I'm trying to write a bit on that as well. About like you know how some girls don't shave down there, but they'll like use society as the reason that they don't. They're like, oh, I don't want to like appeal to society's beauty standards. Yeah. But I've got a mate who doesn't fucking maintain his lawn. But he knows that it's from his own laziness. Like, he doesn't make the excuse that it's society that's holding him back. Like,
I know someone who only shaves, they only shave downstairs. They don't shave anywhere else because she's like, you know, society like tells me I need to shave. I don't want to shave and whatever. Yeah. But my boyfriend wants me to shave, so she just shaves.
So no
downstairs.
Armpits. But shows.
Yeah. Because she's just like, okay, if that's like important to you, then we'll do that. And fair that enough. Makes sense. But
But the armpits are society. The pussy is just for my boyfriend. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine, if you want to have it hairy, like, and that's your thing, I can go for it. But don't blame society like, for your laziness or... You just don't want to do it.
But it's actually, I don't know, it's just quite a difficult thing to shave.
Yeah, like, I'd imagine so.
There's recommended...
Not as difficult as a ball sack, I promise.
It's recommended in this book that I sit on the floor of the shower to shave myself. And I'm like, well, that sounds like efficient, but my shower's not that clean.
Yeah.
Same with his.
Yeah. It's like, huh. I got a shaved pussy and a rash. That's great.
Now I have athlete's foot in my arsehole.
Yeah. I just always get stressed out when anyone talks about sitting in the shower. Like they sat in the shower, hungover. They sat in the shower, had a cry.
Yeah, fuck no.
Sat
don't
in the shower
that.
And shaved. Like,
clean your shower, you grubs. Yeah. No, you can sit on the floor of your shower if it's clean.
Yeah, no. If it's just been bleached. And even then, chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I stand by my choice not to sit in the shower. Unless you have one of those like old people chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do
shower.
That.
I still want to get a video of him in his shower, like curled up in the fetal position naked with like the shower running for like an ad for our Patreon. Because we want people to subscribe for like $1 a month and you get the video and stuff and then you can help a struggling comedian for just $1 a day. $1 a month. Pay.
Could go on OnlyFans too. Just
Yeah.
This is Mitchell Coyne. He's a struggling comedian who can't fix his shower. For $1 a month, you can help this small, fat comedian. Fix his shower, and then it just cuts to me in the shower crying.
Yeah.
I got it.
And the whippersnapper, they can.
Yeah.
And it's all in black and white too. Yeah, just everything. Yeah.
Oh man, like trying to fix.
You're
that
trying to start it.
Trying to fix that whippersnapper today, and I said it earlier, but I was like, oh, fuck, man, I hate myself. Like I'm so fucking useless with that fucking tool, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. If I was my own apprentice, I'd have kicked myself out of the shed. This is fucking shit. Oh, man. Yeah. But I tried.
The main thing is you tried.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Have you written any new jokes, Ethan?
Yeah, it was the shave your pussy bit.
Yeah.
I wrote this other joke, speaking of Josh. fucking, it was like how, like, because dudes are kind of like, we don't like to admit our feelings and stuff. And like, some of us will be like, oh yeah, that's my best mate. Like, but you don't want to like offend your other mates. But like, some dudes don't know who their best mate is. So the way that you find out who your best mate is you go to your girlfriend and you go, if I died, who would you fuck first? Because they'll know, because they've thought about it.
Yeah.
Which one of your friends they're going to fuck to get back at you for whatever you fucked up.
Yeah.
So they already know in their head. So, yeah, no, that's the premise, sort of.
How does that relate to a best friend, though?
Because your girlfriend or your partner has already thought, if this motherfucker fucks up, I'm fucking that dude. Because I've done it. It happened to me in high school. I fucked up.
Yeah.
my girlfriend at the time fucked my friend. I didn't know he was my best friend, but apparently she did. Because it hurt a lot. Nice. So she thought about it, but I hadn't. I was like, oh, I guess he was my best friend.
The dude she chose to fuck to was a mess. Like me, but worse, almost.
No.
don't put him down that bad, man. He wasn't as bad as you.
Almost, I said. Rewind it. I said almost.
He was a lot taller to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You lose a lot of points in that department. Yeah.
Man.
Being a manlet.
It's fucked. Just round. I'm like a fucking walking chicken nugget.
Do you subscribe to that? Like the short man, tall man thing? You like tall guys or?
Oh yeah, but like, yeah, I'd prefer guys to be tall, but if they're like, you know, a bit above me, like they'll do. Like,
you know, I feel like
my type is so narrow for guys. Like, I can't be like, you know, too shallow about height, but not shorter than me.
I'm the same when I watch porn videos. Very specific about the type of porn videos I watch.
You don't care.
It's more about what they're willing to do than what they're willing to, what they look like, to be honest. But
I thought it was like 100% about the butthole with you.
It is 100%.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Very specific when it comes to that. We were fucking watching a TV show, and there's this creepy dude in the neighborhood who's just a fucking weirdo, like proper weirdo. And they're talking about buttholes. And the main character's like, oh, who likes buttholes? And the weird dude's like, I like buttholes. Like, can't get enough of them. Very particular about buttholes. And then he's like, that is you. Like, oh, fuck.
This show's relatable.
Yeah. He's like fat dude with a beard. I haven't got a beard, but
he wears
glasses. You know the Dennis Ferguson glasses? It's like a big, pedo glasses. Yeah, that sort of thing. I'm like, fuck, man, that's me if Tanner ever leaves me.
Go with the Dennis Ferguson reference. Yeah. Everyone will get that.
That dude, like, when you look at Dennis Ferguson, do you know what he looks like?
No.
If you see Dennis Ferguson, you're like, that guy's a pet. That guy's a pedophile. He does this weird like mouth licking thing too, and you're like, yeah, that's a pedophile. Like, if that dude lived next door to me, I'm like, yeah, that's a pedophile.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
That's exactly it. How can you not?
Is he actually a pervert?
Yeah.
I thought it was like an actor that had played perverts in his career.
No. What is it? Man, he's like, you know what? I got a niche.
but there's that old saying, Mitch, if you're good at something, don't do it for free. But I just can't get paid to fuck these kids.
That's bad.
It's a very small market.
But I don't know. If you're a pedophile, wouldn't you want to like not look like that?
I don't think they care.
If I want to fuck women, I'm not gonna look like I do now. If I want women to have sex with me.
Are you coming out right
now? No. Like, all I'm saying is, if I wanted to fuck kids, I wouldn't look like the monster from under their bed.
I met a pedophile once through my work, and he looked really normal. I would not have picked him. And that was what really scared me. It's like on the internet, there's all these like stereotypes of this is what a pedophile looks like. Yeah. And yeah, he just seemed like a normal side world.
If you were to compare me and Ethan to that pedophile, who looks more like him?
Where?
Not close to either of you.
That's a pity.
Good choice.
That was very...
Let's get off the subject of pedophiles. I'm done.
It's pretty rough. Let's get on to the subject of legal help for Mitchell.
Yeah.
Mitch needs legal advice.
Getting fucking sued.
What for?
Are you getting sued personally, though? No.
I've actually mentioned to you in passing before, I've got this cunt.
Don't talk about your wife like that, man.
This lady is... Fuck, I shouldn't even be putting it out there.
Let's talk after the podcast. You got a problem.
No, even if it's vague, they'll know who I'm talking about.
They're going to listen to the podcast and get through the whole pedophile bit? I don't think so.
All right, so I've got this particular person who's a cunt.
deal.
This is why he's so wound up about his whipper snipper.
I love where I've gone from, well, someone was a cunt and they did cunty things, and yeah, to like, here is a lot of details.
Yeah. We'll edit out that part.
Yeah.
Part
it's made me emotional.
But the people on the Patreon will still get that uncut goodness if you pay $1 a month.
Yeah.
I have something emotional. I have right. a bit I'm trying to write.
Oh, here we go.
Told Ethan what this is about. I'll tell you later. So, guys who brag about having sex with you is my overarching topic.
Mitch has it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always bragging.
Women are always bragging about having sex with me.
So, anyway. I'm trying to write a joke about the stuff that they miss out in that brag.
Yeah.
And it's kind of specific.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Look, I've heard some things. Ethan's filled me in.
Yeah. Even though you're like, don't tell anyone. I was like talking to him as you were like telling me what's going on. And I'm like, this shit's crazy. You should hear this. And then like halfway through it, you're like, oh, but don't tell anyone. I'm like, oh.
Whoops.
Well, I won't tell anyone else.
Yeah.
It's okay. I was going to, you know, tell you anyway, but then I'm trying to figure out some good quality revenge jokes.
Yeah. So you can just roast him.
Yeah. So, so far what I've kind of, I don't know whether I should just tell my joke here. I'm trying to sort out.
Well, we're not going
to
mention any names.
Well, no.
Even though all three of us in the room know who we're talking
just,
about.
Just save it. Save it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so much funnier if it just all comes right, out.
I'll need feedback though.
Yeah. But do it off the air. We'll get it after.
I just need the best revenge jokes and.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I probably tell it and he probably won't even hear it. And I'll just be like, it's fine. Everyone else did.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to keep my opinions to myself on this one officially.
Now who's politically correct?
Yeah. But it was certainly a cunty thing to do.
Yeah.
I can say that much.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a cunty thing to do. Anyway. I've been writing a joke or attempting to write a joke about people with like fucking really loud engines, like in cars and motorbikes.
Yeah.
It's like, and they always fucking drive down. Like,
you mean cool people?
Yeah.
I'm cool trying to write dudes. Jokes about the coolest dudes.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I was thinking, because so there's a particular motorbike that always drives down our fucking road at like 2 o'clock in the morning, just revving its fucking tits off.
Motorbikes don't drive, Mitchell.
They ride.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Get it
that
right.
Makes sense. I didn't pick. Yeah, okay.
Yous are obviously operating on a higher level than me because it makes no difference to me. Anywho.
It's just basic sentence structure, Mitchell.
Yeah.
You'll get it one day.
I won't. But anyway, I'm 28 years old. If I haven't got it by now, I'm never getting it. Old dog, new tricks, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So I hear him and I'm like, on a daily basis, how many people do you think he's like rides past and they're like, what a cool dude? Like, how many people are happy to see that motorbike and hear that motorbike at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Mm.
And if, like,
that's always when you hear them though.
Yeah.
It's always, it's just like they're not riding all day and then 2 o'clock in the morning, they're just outside your window.
It's like, hey, I've got a motorbike.
Yeah. Like, but it's like the person that fucking blasts their shitty music on the train or something. Like,
yeah.
They don't think that people think they're cool. They get off on the fact that they're doing it and they know that it annoys people and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're like, they do it because they genuinely like the sound of their own engine.
No.
There's maybe
they
that
do it because they're pissing people off. They're getting off on
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt here that they're
who
like...
Who likes the sound of their own engine?
They like the sound of engines and they're like, oh, this sounds fucking cool.
Yeah, but... Oh, it sounds like, better at 2 a.m.
Like,
though.
Maybe they're like...
I really love
maybe
the
it does. Yeah, maybe it does. But like, they're just... They're that like caught up in their own fucking head that they've got no compassion or like thought for other people. And then I'm like... And if you're just doing it for yourself... That's still probably not a good enough reason. And the bit is like, I really like masturbating.
Fuck, that's a stretch. Hang on.
Like it's Hold such up. A it's such a fun thing for me to do. So good, in fact, that I've tried to quit on multiple occasions and could never do it. Like, it's something I'll do as long as I get bonus for the rest of my life.
Okay.
And I do it for me.
Yes.
But I don't go into people's front yards at 2 o'clock in the morning to do it.
Are you that loud though? Like, like, that's not how masturbation works. It's just like, yeah. You're like your housemate or your partner's in the other room. You're like, oh, I'm going to like keep it down in the shower over here. Like.
I'll do it with an open door where my wife's in the lounge room and I'm on my computer in my office.
Oh my God.
It's called a danger wank.
Where's the danger? She's going to come in and do it for me?
It's weird like when you live with someone. I found like when I live with my ex-boyfriend and then like I'd open his phone up and said, I was like, oh, yeah, use your phone, and then porn would pop up and I'd be like, when did you do this? Like, when did you have a wank? I don't understand.
Yeah, we're fucking slippery little ninjas, all right? We're fucking woof. Give us 2 minutes. He'd be like, I'm just going out the front to grab the bins. No worries. I'll just be in here by myself.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
And probably true. You've done that, haven't you?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a lot of phone sex with my ex. And my little brother heard that quite a lot. And can you imagine how unsettling that must have been for you?
How does phone sex even work? I've never understood.
You just talk real sexy.
Give us some then. Come on. This is an audio experience.
She was... maybe I shouldn't say this. Ah, fuck it. She was like into like rough play. So you would have to be like, yeah, you like that, you little bitch. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, fucking, yeah, you like getting choked, don't you? She's like,
yes, yes.
Yeah. Pretty much like that.
Did you talk like that? Like, I hope not. Like, did you, the voice? I just mean the voice.
No, it'd be like an angry voice, like a stern dad voice almost.
Go on then. What do you got?
Like, yeah, you like that, you little bit. No, I can't do it. I can't do it seriously while I'm looking you in the eye, Ethan. All right? So what we'll do is we'll face each other and I'll ring you and then... But yeah, my little brother's like, I used to hear that all the time.
No wonder he's fucking twisting.
Yeah. He's like, but... Like, looking back on it, like, that must have been very unsettling, being like a 13-year-old boy, and then just to hear your brother, to no one, there's no one else in the room, just like, angrily masturbating.
Yeah. I mean, my brother had it bad enough. Well, that's my room there.
Yeah.
And he was in here.
Yeah.
He's like, what was his call? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was like, it sounded like you were making pancakes in there. It was like,
oh, yeah.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
That is a very specific sound.
Yeah. You can picture it, can't you?
Yeah.
But that is less disturbing than listening to you angrily yelling into a phone.
Yeah.
About
how you can
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That poor Tom. Kid.
When did he tell you? Like, years later?
Yeah, years later. I mean, he could have told me in the moment. It wouldn't have stopped.
Like, actually in the moment, you're like, go away.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, I can hear you. Fuck off. I'm trying to masturbate.
Jesus.
I always get stressed out, like, if my housemates heard anything that I don't want to ask him. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, how does that work with, like, COVID? You have to... Is he, like, going out and working, or is it, like, both? Stuck in the house.
We're stuck in the house a lot.
Fuck.
And yeah, had a Tinder date over one day. Like, I'd be on a few dates pre-COVID. Yeah. And yeah, later I was just, I don't know, he asked me about it and I was like, oh, he didn't hear anything. Great. he'd already left the house.
Have you got carpet in the room?
No.
Yeah, so it's like floorboards like this.
Yeah.
Like, drop your vibrator on the floor accidentally and you just use... Whoops. You drop your phone? No. That just popped into my head.
Yep.
These are the things I think about.
I could tell you dropped a vibrator before.
Yeah.
It's not really, I don't know. I think they just sound the same when you drop them.
Vibrator.
Yeah. They're different. They're different, like levels of
like
loud.
The big black mamba. boom! Like, it's like beefy. Like, fuck, did she fall over? Are you all right, Brooke? No. How do you get the suction cup? Because those suction cups are crazy. Have you seen the big
I've seen them.
Yeah, they're crazy, man. Like, you could use that thing as a plunger.
Oh, no, no, I actually haven't seen those. I thought you meant those, like...
You get, like, regular fake dicks with a suction cup that you can just, yeah. Like,
thunk on the wall. Oh, no, I was thinking of something different.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the ones that go, oh, that's... We're going to do that to you on the podcast.
Please elaborate.
Is this the, like, Lilu... Is it Lilu? There?
No, no, they're, like... They're like these cups, right? And they have like screws on the top. And as you screw it down, like it sucks up your nipples into it.
And oh, okay.
Yeah. They're like nipples suction cup things. And we're going to put them on Mitch for a podcast when we run out of material.
Yeah.
For just $1 a month, you can see Mitchell wearing nipple suction cups.
It's always me.
Yeah. I'll wear them. I don't give a fuck. It's just I don't have tits.
Like, yeah, it's true.
It's you don't not going to be tits. As funny.
Did you like that video I sent you with the dude with no ass?
Yeah, I got what you meant.
But there was no context. I was just like, I'm just going to send this video. It's like one of those medical shows where like they do plastic surgery. And this dude's got like no ass. Like literally it's just the crack and then like his legs.
Like has it been cut off or?
It just, he was born that way, I guess.
He was born with no glutes.
Yeah.
I
think
born with no glutes. Yeah. Oh, that's a bit upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrible. So I was like, fucking send that to Ethan.
Looks like his ass.
You got no ass, mate.
I was like, cool.
But no, like, absolutely no, like, words or anything with that. It was just video.
I was picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't care.
It's just like, it was just super lazy, too. Like, I'm going to insult him, but in the laziest way possible. And send him a video of a medical show.
Yeah. No, you got me. About
fucking
time.
Fucking snapped your bra.
For the 100,000 times that I've gotten him.
I feel like a lot of my last relationship was tagging, like, my ex-boyfriend in Meeps and him tagging me in Meeps. And I have a lot of more free time now. But,
So you're
going to start tagging
just
me?
Saying, I'm just saying, it's a little bit romantic that you tag it into Meeps.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like... Yeah, like, oh yeah, your eyes sparkle when you do this, and you're like, you tag them in, and I'm like, I see a
medical
show.
Oh no, just funny memes, just, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Mitch got real gay with it. Like, he started tagging me in all these, like, lovey-dovey sort of, like, real gay memes.
He had to have, like, a serious, sit down with me, like, can you please stop tagging me in this stuff, because you're confusing my dad.
No. Unfortunately, that was not the reason.
Yeah, no.
It was more like...
I'm over this.
It's coming around to the point that you look real gay. And I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
Cause every time I was like, yeah, that's cool, man. awesome.
Like, tags like, you know, just girl things? Have you seen
those
memes?
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Stuff like that.
They're funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was doing it ironically, but kind of came off unironic.
You just did that many of them.
Yeah, it was a good like 3 months where I was just doing it every day.
It went full circle. It started out ironically.
Yeah, and then I genuinely fell in love.
And then I genuinely thought he had a problem.
Yeah. Which is like I start like saying something ironically, like a little phrase or something, and... just carries through to everything.
Yeah, yeah. I know a guy like that. His name's Jared Moore. And it's with the N-word.
And the F-word.
We should get him on.
I had to think about the F-word for a minute.
Yeah, which one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that one.
The one that gay people don't like. Oh. And he says it in front of our gay friend.
I don't think he looks fazed now. I don't know.
Who?
Oh, from here?
No, he doesn't care. But it also, it's not the fact that he cares. It's the fact that everyone else around him feels immediately uncomfortable. Because we're like, isn't that like the N-word for you guys? Are you okay with that? He's like, he's just a fuckwit. Like, I just ignore him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So...
What, there was some other stuff I wanted to talk about. But so you haven't written, you've only written that one joke, Ethan.
Two jokes. Yeah.
There's not much to write about with COVID. It's like, I'm not seeing any, well, now I'm seeing humans, but not like that often.
Yeah.
It's just no activities. It's, yeah.
I thought you were going to be like humans, but not, you know, like. Decent ones, like, yeah. Just you guys, the first. But, more like an alien and like a fat.
I just have to keep like scratching back in my memory. So like, that's how I came up with that joke about an ex from literally 5 years ago. I'm like, oh, probably should write something about that. Like,
yeah,
I haven't got life happening. So
yeah, that's where I came up with that other one. It was like high school trauma. I'm like, let's make that funny.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
Yeah, I've come in with a new joke and a new premise every week the last 3 weeks that we've been back on the podcast.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, first podcast back, I listened to it and fuck me, God, I hate myself. I'm like, just talk. I'm like, you know the thing, Stop it. Why don't you stop me, Ethan?
That's me, like, with my reaction video. Except I put it on my Facebook, like, guys, this is funny. And I know it's funny for the wrong reasons, but at least I did something funny.
I really, yeah. Oh, yeah, we meant to talk about our friend Loz. She's been on the podcast before as well. She wants to do, like a sketch show, like an internet sketch show or something.
Yeah, I should bring her on. She can talk about it.
Yeah, she pitched it to me yesterday. Again, this is how much of a piece of shit I am. So I'm like, I was too stoned to talk about at the time. I was like,
tell her that?
No.
Why not? She smokes, or she knows, but she'd understand.
Yeah, but I was like, I went to write it and I was like, it's probably one of those oversharing things that I do when I'm like high on weed. So I was like, what would Ethan say?
Tell her that you just took a shit or you just nearly shit yourself.
I didn't tell her that either.
Yeah, but how did you go from I'm going to tell her that to I'm not?
No, so this is the night before. I was too high to be able to like talk about it. So I was like, yep, cool. I'll call you at 10 o'clock the next day.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what I'm saying is, I can't even call people on time lately. Like, that's how fucking useless I am. Like, is that a motorbike?
That's a motorbike. Someone's fucker. Cool.
Is it? I thought it was because I whacked this.
No. I was like, listen.
It's your dad,
like,
isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe. Nice. There's someone owns a boat around here and they started up to clean it out.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I wish I had like spare money to have a boat. I've always said like,
I think you buy a boat
when you run out of like shit to buy.
I think they seem like they're a lot of work.
They are.
Like you got to.
It is dad actually. This is his motorbike. Arsehole.
Fuck, cunt.
Didn't save it to 2 a.m.
Nah.
Let's go right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, finish on Loz's thing before. We got sidetracked.
So, she's like. She's got this one character and the character's just like has really bad breath. She's like, and she's describing the character. She's like, so don't take this the wrong way, but when I was thinking about it, I thought of you. But it's like shitty superheroes. Like, so
you've been cast.
Yeah. She's like, you would fit this particular character that they've got. I've obviously got bad breath and I use that bad breath for good, but just in shitty ways and for stuff that really doesn't need like a hero. Like that's what I was trying to sell it to.
Yeah, but you could do it in like, I don't know, you see like some chick at the bar and some dude's like hitting on her, but you can tell she's uncomfortable and you just sort of step in and you're like, hey.
Just give her a reason to leave.
Yeah, she's like, ugh, yeah. I've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
You saved her.
It's true. Yeah, so there's that. So she wants to do that project. She also cast you as well.
Oh, what am I?
And she's like, I hope
she's like, don't take this the wrong way because you're not that person. But she's like, you're the only person who would fit that, that she knows that would fit that. She's like, if we wanted like a, maybe like a ditzy blonde or something like
that.
Oh, yeah,
I could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do that. I'm blonde. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So she's
I'm not
like,
offended from like my hair race.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, so if we needed that character, that could be Brooke. And I was like, oh, Brooke's going to be on the podcast this week. We'll chat about it there. And then yeah. I was like, I guess we could bring Ethan in on it too because I'm afraid of doing anything without Ethan.
I'm going to get upset. I've been left out.
Yeah, not even that. It's like, I feel like Ethan would be good for this kind of thing because I have no self-confidence on my own.
Fucking hell. Just do it. You don't need me.
Yeah. But
I'm keen. Is it like a video series?
Yeah, it'd be like sketches and stuff like that. So like specifically to these, there's two heroes, but
I have no acting skills, but we can go.
I did acting in year 10 at Warners Bay for 6 months. I was pretty good. I got good feedback.
And then I threw a computer at someone.
Oh, yeah. I threw a computer screen at someone.
What, it just got too into character or?
No, it wasn't in drama. It was in IT and there was this kid, like way smaller than me. And I wasn't always a fat fuck back then. And anyway, so I was like heaps into going to the gym. And I mentioned that. And he was like, just like teasing me about going to the gym. And I was like, okay.
I'm going to take this personal.
Well, yeah, I didn't have very good control over my emotions back then. Yeah. So I was getting sick of this guy and I was like, I'm gonna punch you in the head if you keep talking. And he didn't believe me, which was his mistake because I didn't make those sort of threats and not follow through with them back then. And he kept going and I grabbed my computer screen and I threw it at him. Like he was from me to you away. So luckily, public schools chain everything down with metal cable. So all he saw was this fucking computer screen go, and then like snap back, and he's like, "Jesus Christ!" And then I stood up, picked up a chair, and I was like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you." And then he's like, "Uh-oh," and the teacher's like, Jesus, fuck, what happened? Because I was a very quiet student. I just wanted to do my own thing and sit on the computer and make videos, which was what we were supposed to do.
And then it got dramatic.
You just wanted to know.
Yeah, and then it became a whole thing. And then the whole class was like, what the fuck? This is an IT. Like, they're all nerds. Like, none of them are aggressive at all. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Mitch is a fucking psycho.
Yeah, was a psycho. I'm much better now. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been in a altercation since the Comedy Festival. That was my last altercation.
Oh, when was that?
Comedy Festival last year at Newcastle. Our good friend Adam decided to started teasing a homeless man
about not having cigarettes.
What?
This homeless man walks up. He's like, "You got a cigarette?" And Adam's like, "You'd probably find some butts in the bushes down the road."
Yeah,
and
he didn't take it well.
No. Obviously not. I wouldn't have taken it well either.
Yeah.
And then he's like started on Adam. And Adam's like, just like.
Adam was real, real drunk.
So you just like got in between or like, Adam, let's
go
home.
Well, he started walking away and then like he kept going and everyone was feeling really uncomfortable. And I was like, oh, you know what would be great right now? Escalating the situation. So that's what I did. I took my glasses off so he knew I was being serious. And I was like, hey, fuck off. And then I pushed him and he kindly fucked off.
Which is
good for all involved.
Yeah. I was just sitting there just like shaking my head, drinking my beer.
Why did Adam start shit with... That is...
Better question, weird. Why did I step in?
Just save Adam, of all people.
I'd known him for like 2 months.
This Adam guy's pretty good.
Yeah, we weren't even like... very close friends or anything like that. We're acquaintances, and
I have a story about when I got banned from King Street. So, what happened was 6 months beforehand. So it was with my ex-boyfriend. This was at uni. I think his friend got kicked out, and then his friend was pretty small, went and like pushed a security guard, being like, "Why'd you kick me out?" And then Sam Hanks' boyfriend like gets in, like tries to push his friend back, but then the other security guard hits him.
Oh fuck!
And so he goes back and tries to talk to him, like, "Mate, like my friend's being a dick. I was trying to help you and help him and not let him get pummeled.
Smacked in the head."
And yeah, security guard wasn't very nice. So he, makes my friend called the cops because it was like, well, I just got assaulted. Like he wasn't hurt. Yeah. He was just like, nah, this is shit. They must do this every week and whatever. Just a bit of a reaction, but whatever. So he got banned from King Street for 6 months. And 6 months later, just after the ban finished, was Law Ball, where the after party was upstairs at King Street. And we're lined up. And he's like, "Look, old mate's here. I'm not getting in." I'm like, "You're getting in. You finished your 6 month sentence." Get to the front of the line. And of course, he's like, "Nah." And I just go off and I go off, and then I'm like, I had probably like 10 drinks, but you couldn't tell.
Sure you could.
I was, you know, bipolar skills is if you drink too much, sometimes you go a bit manic and it all evens out.
Yep.
And the manager comes down and I'm like, and he's like, "You're being aggressive." I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm just very upset." And I didn't realize I was banned. And I came back because it was like informal ban. He got like the formal one with the letter. I just got told. I just came back a few weeks later and was told, "No, not for you." And
I can't believe they fucking recognize you.
Oh, they flag it on your ID.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
So, but they did recognize me the first time around. Was the security guard that didn't like me, didn't like my ex-boyfriend. And
because then he punched your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that guy that I punched for no reason. He's a real dick.
Yeah.
And then, sorry. 3 months later, because I thought I'll wait a little bit. And then 3 months later, I go back to King Street. And one of the managers is like, "Oh, are you still with that guy?" And I'm like, "No, of course I'm not. We broke up." Huh? And then he was like, "Oh, because, you know, sometimes people tell us stories and it's not what actually happened." I'm like, "Oh, not like I was there and saw all of it or anything." And then I went into the club and they took the flag off my ID. And I don't think I've been back.
You haven't been back?
I don't think I have. So, yeah, I fought to get back into my favourite nightclub of all time. Oh,
man, you're not missing out.
Yeah, it's really not great.
There's that weird bar at the side. Am I remembering this right? There's like a country bar inside there.
The Rock Bar. And then if you keep walking through the alleyway, there's a brothel.
Every time I've been there, I've been so fucked up that I don't really remember the place. I have like weird like glimpses of it.
I've been there sober for your birthday.
You know the alleyway? You know the alleyway? So there's the entry to the brothel is actually through the alleyway.
Have you been in the brothel?
I went to the top of the stairs because someone said that's a brothel and I was like, "No, it's not." I didn't, and it was. I just thought it was weird that that was the entry. Like, why isn't the entry from the road? Why is the entry from the
why
alleyway?
Would you not want to advertise a business like that?
It's a good spot to have it. Like,
maybe they have two entrances. I don't know.
Most like at the brothel do. Man, that was a bad joke.
No, I was going to make the same joke. And I'm so glad you beat me to it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But, yeah, look, I don't know.
Wait.
If I was going to...
Oh, no, that's Union Street.
The one on Union Street is, like, right there. Yeah. And I've always thought, like, fuck, if you... It's a great place to have if you worked in Newcastle and just wanted to let some steam off at lunchtime. But also the fact that it's, like, right on the street is probably not cool if someone's going to Domino's, which is next door.
Right on the street. I'm just really confused about the alleyway behind King Street. It's like they only want to get people who are already in King Street to come in at like, you know what I mean? Or maybe people, are like, feel less weird about going in there, and that's why.
Yeah, because it's
like
not as public.
Yeah. That might be it, actually. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
because people are more likely to use it if they're all fucked up and
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, that's true as well.
But yeah,
you don't want to go to a brothel policy. Sober.
No, but the poor girls that work there because, fuck.
Just a mess.
Dudes take longer when they're drunk, so It's just going to be a nightmare. That'd be like the worst shift to have.
It might be great if half of them never got hard and you didn't have to work for your money.
They've just paid at the counter already.
And yeah, like, oh, well, you pay in advance. So if you don't get to come, that's on you. It's like, you can't go back and be like, I didn't finish. I want a fucking refund. There's no ombudsman for sex work.
No.
I'm going to fucking write to my local member. But there are brothel fucking reviews and prostitute reviews online.
I've left a few, have you?
No. I've been to 3 or 4 brothels now and haven't had sex in any of them.
What'd you do?
I spoke to the prostitutes.
What, you paid to go in and talk to
them? I didn't pay either. Like, oh. So the first
time... like your friend was going or something?
Yeah, the first time we went, I was just turned 18 and we're at a strip club in Canberra. And everyone's like, fuck it, we'll get him a root. So we went to go upstairs and they're like, you got cash? It was like a gut, like a gate. And we're like, yeah, and like we got FPOS. Like, we only take cash, fuck off. And I slammed the door in our face. I'm like, all right, well, that's not really getting me in the mood. So then,
the customer service here is shocking.
Yeah.
Wait until I get Karen down here.
Yeah. So I fucking, the next time we went, my friend drunk drove us to this industrial place in Wagga Wagga. And it was just like a normal house. Just, yeah. Lots of red.
Yeah. That's what it's
like,
supposed to be.
Yeah, they like red quite a lot and maroon and just different shades of red and a little bit of purple. Just a little bit. So we went there and, like, you've probably never been to a brothel either, obvious.
No, so we're too good looking.
The women come in one at a time and they introduce themselves. And the first one was Indian lady, rotund. Heavy accent, and she really took a liking to my friend who was also there with us.
Right.
And she's like, you'll come with me, baby. He's like, fuck no. Like, and then there was like a kind of like half pretty, half junky looking lady who I was like, I made a joke, and she's like, you probably got a little dick anyway. I'm like, I'll fucking show you. She was right.
Yeah. And then, I'll show you how correct you are.
Yeah. And then there was like a Asian lady. Who didn't speak a lick of English. Hello, I'm...
What's this?
Such and such. Yeah, and they do like little dances and show themselves off. And I was like, oh, look, I'm not really into Asians, and I certainly don't want to fuck that fat Indian chick. So I'll go with the junkie. And then they're like, oh, no, someone already beat you to it. You're going to have to wait half an hour.
I'm just going to say, I don't support your, oh, not into the Indian chick, not into the Asian chick. Just putting it out there. Yeah. I do not support these comments.
Look, if I'm going to pay for it, all right. If you're paying for something, it is what it is.
You racist piece of shit.
I've got preferences, all right? Or I had preferences. Probably changed since then. Anyway, so we didn't have sex that night. The next time I went in, it was just, yeah, again, same thing. Spoke to him. I was like, nah, not interested. And then the last time was with a friend of mine, and he had sex, and I slept in the waiting room for the brothel. They've got a waiting room. Like, yeah, they've got little...
What type of music?
That makes sense now.
Do they play music in the waiting room?
No, they have porn. Like, oh, okay. Playing on a DVD. Like, not, like, stream Pornhub, like...
I saw a porn DVD at a hen's party.
Yeah.
So we had like a pass the parcel, and the last thing was this, or it was a couple of things, but these pornos.
Mm.
And it was a foot porno.
Oh, yeah.
And it had clearly been made, it was an Australian one, it clearly been made in a really dicey motel in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
well, it was Australian. It's also illegal, isn't it?
Unless you're in the Australian Capital Territory.
Oh, they get to have all the fun.
Yeah, you can make porn there. But,
and grow weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, take your pick of the shitty motels to make your porn in. And so start out with two women and they're like giving each other foot massages, and then it just keeps like escalating, and then a guy comes in and they're having like this foot focused threesome. And yeah, the part that stressed me out was the toes in vaginas bit.
Ah, fucking don't do that.
Toes.
So they've got each other's toes going like
Well, that's fine. Not into that.
No,
they're just going, yeah, that scared
That's how you
me.
Get a fungal infection.
Yeah.
In your
Believe
toes.
Believe me, I know.
My fab of the week, and I'll bring up the trailer.
I didn't tell you the end of my story for the last brothel thing as well. I fell asleep, obviously, and then because it was a DVD, have you ever like watched a DVD right to the end where it just cuts back to the main menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just this sad fucking, oh yeah. And then like, do, 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 do. And then like it'd just loop.
And just you like, fell asleep to that.
Yeah. And no, like, I just fucking woke up to that and I was like, what the fuck?
Where
am
I being here? Alright, this is what I found this week. It's fucking weird. That is clearly not a woman to begin with.
Really? I heard you've been a well-known trainer. I would like
crocodile.
To ask you to join our team.
He's a
would you take
trainer.
Me to the train the crocodile?
No.
No. What is it? What's it's a dinosaur.
When a human tries to control the dinosaur. This is a porno, by the way.
Oh, okay.
My zoo will open soon. Many tourists come here.
Why is a porno have
what?
A trailer?
That is not a crocodile.
I don't know. This is just the trailer on YouTube for it. But, like, we've all seen that scene in Jurassic World with, what's his name, Chris Pratt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Black dance.
What?
I don't know. He just gets him to dance.
Is this stressing me
those
out?
Those are big hands too.
For a girl, yeah.
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 Oh, they're escaping from prison.
Yeah. And anyway, it goes on like this for a while, and then somehow it turns into dudes kissing and. I don't know how it got there, but anyway, I watched all three parts of it, and yeah, it's pretty
gay. Well, you had to jerk off to it.
It's pretty gay. It ends up being gay. Title.
But why did they need a trailer for it?
I don't know. Like, but I'm glad I watched it, because it's fucking weird.
I went to the site where it's actually on there with the full-on gay sex, like penis in butt sex, and
That's what it is.
That's what happens when two men have sex. One gets a penis in their butt. Sometimes both, but more than likely just one. Definitely not two. Do you reckon you could do two at the same time somehow?
No.
Like you could go upside down, like turn it around.
No.
What? Double
penetration? No.
Yeah. You could penetrate each other.
No, that
I feel like you could make that work like a jigsaw.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you have.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You gotta be able to bend your dick down real good.
That doesn't sound like it's I think it's a
it wouldn't be great.
It sounds like it's a thing that you
it's
make
like a game
as
of Twister.
A porno, but you don't actually enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like a game of Twister but with smells.
It's like just because you can doesn't mean you should. Some things are better in theory.
You imagine the director is like some Quentin Tarantino type, but with gay sex. He's like, right. So what we're going to do is penetrate each other at the same time. No, fair enough. It was awful. But on the specific website, there was literally like all gay sex and then like a how to, like someone just asking a generalized question out to the, like the porn, website.
Yeah, asking what the video was.
It wasn't even to do with the video. It was something completely unrelated. Like, how do I build Lego, for instance?
No one cares. That went nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
That was terrible.
Look, I'm trying. Right.
Yeah, you are. You're doing good.
Yeah.
You just keep talking.
Tyler complimented me last week.
Yeah.
Podcast. He goes, fuck, didn't even have to edit. Or barely had to edit.
Yeah. Everything's coming up Millhouse with this podcast. It's really taken off.
How's the views going? The listens?
Fucking awful. We do no marketing whatsoever, so it's more for us at this point.
Yeah.
To try and figure out how to keep talking, like keep the conversation going and try and come up with points and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, it'll be good when we get back into the comedy. I can't wait for it to start back up. Even though I fucking don't have many new jokes. I reckon those two will work if I ride on them.
I'm stressed about my revenge joke. So I'm just like, this has to be good straight away.
Yeah, it has to work.
But you know what I mean? But
it can't come off like mean and cruel. Like it has to be like
one of
funny.
One of the jokes I wrote, I'm like, that could go either way. But then I don't know. The one about my ex-boyfriend's sister, I think that's... I'm just trying to figure out how to make that go anyway.
True.
You need a punchline.
I need a punchline because I have a second part of the joke. So I have the first part where it's like I'm making it out like I'm kind of splitting my ex-boyfriend into like a couple of different people, making it out like, you know, I'm end up being into guys who have weird things with their sisters. And then the next part of the joke, because I was already writing this joke, but for a different way, and I kind of, so being bisexual, I'm into women and three very specific types of men. Hipster accountants, guys who graduated from a specific high school in a specific year and then went and studied engineering at Newcastle. And third one is guys who look like they walked out of indie movies, care too much about their hair and carry books full of their shit poetry that's probably about their sister. So it's like I need the first joke to make the second joke work. So I have to make that first joke work, but I don't know how because the second part I think is actually funnier.
Yeah.
So
I reckon the third part of that by itself is funny. Like I don't think you need the other two.
I need to go more into
that part of it. But yeah, like you said, you need the setup to make it work.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could combine that part with your other part and just use that. Like all in one joke.
Because I was thinking of like those three, getting rid of the first two. Because that's kind of like just what I tell people generally. Like, oh, these are my like really specific types of guys that I always end up dating. But yeah, the first two don't actually add anything. I was just kind of going rule of threes and it doesn't really do anything. So I think I was going to jump to like the last one. But the first one needs the sister joke beforehand.
Yeah, to set it up.
But I just can't think of a punchline other than like, oh yeah, he went to go on holidays with her because she's a better route. Like, like that's really all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Is why do you want to go on Valentine's with her?
Yeah. Do you outright say it or you leave it up to interpretation?
Well, I don't know. I'm at the moment saying because she's a better route because I don't have a better punchline.
Yeah.
It's like a holding place for a better punchline. And it's currently not... It's currently like, that's where everyone thought this was going.
Yeah.
And it's just quite crude and you just said it and... Yeah,
fuck
so.
It is funny.
So...
I'm trying to be really, like... I write really wordy jokes. Like, I just talk too much when I first write them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, be more reductionist in the fact that, like, the quicker you can get to the punchline, the better.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you've got a good joke, you don't need any setup. Like, you don't need another joke to make the next joke work better unless it's a callback.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing. So. Yeah. If you're going to do a joke like that, you should make it a callback and it needs to be in a completely different part of the set.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Makes
sense.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got to make the three kinds of guys actually like...
Just stand on its own.
Because, I don't know whether it's a joke in itself that it's just like women and then like really specific types of people.
It's a funny, like it's a really good joke. I think it's a funny premise. And it's like, especially because you're, I would say, quirky. You're very quirky. And that's like sort of the person you portray on stage. So putting that out there helps also build that persona
yeah.
that you're trying to work towards. So if it can stand on its own and then you want to make...
Might go into more... I might just do like the three different types and go into more detail on like... Because I think the first one where like hipster accounts, originally I wrote something like, you know, capitalism in the streets, 420 in the sheets or something.
Yeah.
It's just like... I don't know. And then, I don't know, guys that went to a specific high school is actually like... I don't know, 100% true. And there's like three of them in existence. So I'm like, oh, well, that's that was a really shit type.
Which
to have.
High school is that, Brooke? For our listeners, which high school is that?
That's not.
If you got to do it on stage, you put
oh,
it
no,
out there.
Oh, no, I'm going to make up a different high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if I do that and then I say high school and then what they studied, yeah. like if anyone outside of comedy hears it, they'll piece it together and I'll be like,
super awkward. Or not. Sometimes it's
just
not
own
awkward.
It. Just like, just, yeah. Fuck it.
I'd fuck you. Yes. Or you can get away with it. You're not like a short, fat dude who people were afraid of.
Yeah. If any dude finds out about that, he's not going to be upset. I will guarantee you that. He'll be like, awesome.
Oh, it's just great. That I've like...
Unless
got
he's
like
married or some shit.
Even
no, it's down to three. Is there's three people in that category.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's enough for them to like... Yeah, so like...
I reckon roll the dice. Someone might get back to you. You might get laid out of doing this joke.
Yeah. No, I will. No, I'm good. Nah. There's three there.
It's changed now. And I don't want to have a force. All three of them rock up at once. Sorry.
Yeah.
There was one that like I was like, went on some dates with. And it was funny because like we met on Tinder. But we knew each other on Facebook beforehand. And so we're like, how do we... But it was obvious that we must have met at a party, like who we knew. It was like, I basically saw him on Tinder. I was like, oh, he's mates with all these people. He'll have this kind of sense of humor and be this kind of person. And I was like, exactly spot on. But then like he's telling me like he was going to go see his mate that moved away like the next day. And was like, oh, you can come if you want. Like, I know you haven't seen him in years. And then I'm like, oh, what's going on with him? I realized that like I knew all of this life story and I like go through my messages. I'm like, oh, he's like told me all this like 2 years ago over Messenger and
oh yeah,
just made this awkward for myself.
Yeah. She's just cutting him off halfway. Actually, I know this story.
Yeah. I know exactly what he's doing.
Sorry,
where he's
it was
going.
Boring the first time. That's why I forgot. This is like deja vu.
Yeah.
It's me trying to be like, oh, I don't lurk his Instagram. It's fine.
Yeah, right.
Then, yeah, I don't know. So I'm going to go with the three types, but I've got to...
Are you an only child?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes it hard to write a sister joke then, if you don't have a brother.
No, but, I just write and joke about my ex-boyfriend's sister.
Yeah, because I reckon they'd be like... things that you can bring up like that.
Yeah, I can't like compare
you
anything.
Don't have that
maybe
off,
you could
yeah.
have the joke like, I don't really blame him for going over because I'd fuck his sister too. Maybe that's where the joke
oh,
is.
True. Oh, true. Yeah, okay, I need to write that down.
Yeah.
I have this thing too. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I didn't realize it was a bisexual. I feel like it's a bisexual thing. I don't know. But like, if a guy I've been hooking up with, their sister is attractive. It just freaks me out. And if they look alike, I'm like, ew, ew.
Oh, really?
It just grosses me out. Which I had with, I remember that ex-boyfriend. I was like, ugh.
I sort of had that with a girl that I was sleeping with and she kind of looked like my sister, but like younger. And I had to break up with her. I'm like, you look too much like my sister.
Yeah,
I can't keep
no,
doing this.
No, mine's like if they, I don't know, if the related people look related. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But don't you love coming across like porn videos where the porn, like the person in the porn looks like someone you know? Isn't that great? Like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I found one that looked like Ethan the other day. Sick.
He had no ass. And then he sent it to me with no context. It was fucking weird.
Nice.
Callback. I love it.
Yeah. Good shit. Yeah. Right. Right, definitely right on that part about, like, what was the crux of the joke? Like, he wants to bang his sister more than you.
Can you write that down for me and then I'll write it down?
Yeah.
No, that yeah.
You always
like,
just re-listen to the podcast.
Like,
don't do that.
We'll take all the listens we can get at the moment.
The bit like, oh, I don't blame her. I mean, I don't. What was it? No, I don't blame him. Yeah.
I'd fuck his sister too. Yeah.
Podcast.
There we go. All right. It's a joke.
That'll do. I think that's got to be like way over time. That's been going for ages.
Oh, wow.
Cool. All right. Thanks for coming in, Brooke.
Thank you. Thanks, Brooke.
We've actually probably got the microphones recorded this time, so yeah, glad nice. We could do it again and yeah, not fuck it up this time, hopefully. We'll check the recording in a sec. We'll see. Yeah. Thanks again. All right.
All right. Catch
you. Bye. I love you.
Bye.